Are you as excited about visual arts in Omaha as I am? The Joslyn reopens in less than 2 weeks, El Museo Latino is expanding, and the new Kiewit Luminarium has shown a wide variety of stimulating exhibits. I'm going to a great exhibit in another revered location later this month. This is Daisy Hutzel Rodman, Managing Editor of Omaha Magazine's Content Studios Omaha, with your top 5 Best of Omaha events on KVNO's Arts Today. There are so many incredible events happening between August 28th and September 24th. It was hard to pick just 5. First, we have an exhibit at the Kaneko by Brooklyn-based sculpture artist John Clement. His work masterfully combines steel coils and arcs, creating an impression of implied movement through the dramatic union of form, line, and negative space. The answer is Love Exists, is showing at Kaneko through January 5th. You think of Labor Day weekend as the end of summer, but autumn doesn't start until September 22nd, so why would you quit soaking up the sun? If you are into opera, the next event is the perfect opportunity to spread out a blanket, kick off your shoes, and listen to some favorite arias. Even better, it's free. Opera Outdoors is at Midtown Crossings Turner Park on September 6th. The variety of top events this month runs from visual arts to opera to rock and roll legends. Here's one I'm excited about: Ringo Starr and his All-Star Band. The All-Star Bands have included Joe Walsh, Billy Preston, Greg Lake, just unbelievable talent. This time, he's coming with Steve Lukather, Colin Hay, Edgar Winter, Hamish Stewart, and others. Ringo Starr and his All-Star Band is appearing at the Astral Amphitheater September 12th. Ain't no rest for the wicked. It feels that way for all of us sometimes, doesn't it? Cage the Elephant, which has been called everything from alt-rock to indie-rock to post-punk, certainly understands that statement, which is also the title of one of their hit songs. The group formed in the early 2000s and produced an album about every 2 years until 2017. This spring, they released their 6th studio album. Cage the Elephant will be at CHI Health Center Omaha September 16th. Do you love musicals? Live theater season in Omaha kicks into high gear in mid-September. There's several good shows coming this fall, but one of the first I'm excited about is Jersey Boys. The Tony Award-winning show is going to be produced by our own Omaha Community Playhouse. The show takes you through the rise of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons and continues through their tough times and personal clashes. This is the musical's regional premiere. Jersey Boys is at Omaha Community Playhouse from September 13th through October 13th. Whether you like sculpture or opera, jukebox musicals or modern music, there's something in Omaha for anyone to enjoy. This is Daisy Hutzel Rodman, and that was your top 5 Best of Omaha events on KVNO's Arts Today.